have reached Mercury Insurance. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will assist you. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. My name is Eddie. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Shamaya calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I have a customer. His policy not pulling up in the system, and I wanted to see what he covered.
Oh, first, let me take a look. And then what is the policy number?
0401-03-11-02-91-516.
516. Okay, thank you. One moment.
Okay.
The name insured?
Ellis Gonzalez. I think, yeah, Ellis Gonzalez.
And then what is the, did they give you the last six of the VIN number by chance?
Mm-hmm. 439-216.
Okay, so this is for the Jeep. I do see that vehicle listed here. The only thing that this policy shows that is canceled. So let me take a look to see if they have another policy that's active at the moment.
Okay.
Here, let me... just to make sure. Yeah, this policy, I don't see any active policy. This was the only one that pulled up under his name, and it canceled June 19th. So he has to call his agent to have this policy rewritten.
Okay, let me add him to the call, let him know. Ms. Gonzalez, I'm on the phone with a Mercury agent, and he was telling me that he said that your policy was canceled, I think. That's what you said, Eddie?
Correct. Shows that your policy did... canceled effective June 19th, 2022 for non-payment. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't told anything because when I went to go, I put all my card information and I made the payment and then it said it processed. And so then that was back in June. I did it through the app. And then, I went and just went about my business. And then this is the first time here now that it's canceled.
Let me take a look one moment because it shows that it's canceled.
So I don't know if there was a hiccup on. Yeah, I don't know if there was a hiccup on the app then or something because I have my. And the reason I know that it's not that it should not be canceled is because I have my vehicle insurance tied in with my home insurance. It's all tied together.
Yeah, because it shows that this one, the last payment we received was May 3rd. Then the June 1st payment was never received. But let me just double check here for you.
Yeah, like I said, I put all that info, my card information, because I switched cards. And cause even my agent told me that. And he said that the next payment was going to have to be manually by me. And I'm like, okay, so then I went and I did it. I put all my card information in, and it processed it. It said loaded everything. It says payment, the whole confirmation. I pressed confirm, and then it showed that I did everything, and everything went through. And then now all of a sudden, for it to be canceled, I never received anything that it was canceled. That's why I'm a little thrown off on why it shouldn't be canceled.
Got it. Let me see here what happened. One moment, just to confirm. 525. Because it shows that the agent called in to change to your checking and routing information. So they send a DocuSign to your email, and you did sign that, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because they advised the agent
I even
this needed to be a manual payment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then do you know when you made the payment in June? Because I don't see that payment, any payment in June here.
It should have been early June, maybe the first or second week, because I know I did it because when I put all the information in press, like the confirmation review and all that, and then it went took me to, and then it did a whole little three things and processed them, boom. It took me to the next page, and that was it. I'm like, okay, cool. And so now when I'm about my business, then I never received anything else.
Okay, and you also said you have a homeowner's insurance?
Yes.
Let me pull that one up, see if that payment was there. One moment. And what's your full address? I'm sorry.
B5807 West Fremont Avenue, Fresno, California, 93722.
I pulled up your policy, but it looks like this is a policy for a future date, which is August 31, 2022. Looks like this one, a payment. Made a payment on July 11th. Let me just confirm here. There's currently an active policy right now, but I don't see that the payment was made here. One moment. Yeah, because your home insurance looks like that's already paid in full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's weird that my
value mortgage.
Because right now that he told me that, that they told me that, I was like, well, thrown off, like, what's going on here? So then I logged in, and then I was like, okay. I was like, it shouldn't be like this because I know for a fact I paid it.
Yeah, because it looks like when the agent your agent ever called you to let you know that you needed to make a manual payment on June?
So back when he made the change, man. He said, let me get the check-in routing since you're switching to your ATM. Or that debit card on file, and so I gave it to him, and they said, next one for the June month is going to be a manual payment. Like, okay, so then in June, I believe it was at the beginning of the second week, that's when I went on the app, and I paid it, and I told you, and I went and put everything. So it's weird how my home insurance is still there, but then my vehicle isn't. That's what the part that's kind of throwing me off.
Yeah, because it's different billing, the different system that we have, so it's two bills that you received for separate policies. But did you by any chance get a confirmation number? Or are you able to see that on your statement that it came out?
I would have to look.
If you want to look, I mean, I can hold to see if there was any payment in June in your bank account as well, just to show that it went through.
Let me double check everything, and I'll have to go manually look through the statement and all that, and then I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't know how that's gonna look. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, we can help you out.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.